This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. So yesterday, Jamie, I go over to Home Depot.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to pick up an order that my wife has done online. Right.
Okay.
I get there. It's she placed the order about 2.5 hours beforehand.
I'm a big fan of that. And then you just call them at that little stall and you open up your trunk and they just put it right in the trunk.
Well, they were busy and they didn't have it ready.
Oh, well, they give you a notification when it's ready.
Yeah, I guess. I've never done it before, so I didn't know that.
She didn't say it. She sent him knowing it wasn't ready
yet.
Yeah,
because she obviously didn't get the notification.
I waited an hour.
Oh, my God. No way.
Yeah. In the parking lot.
She definitely knew.
Listening to the Bronco game on the radio.
Oh, I did. During the Bronco game. Yeah.
Well, I figured, because she first said 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And I thought, well, by the time I get home, they're going to. So, anyway, I mean, it was just a Charlie Foxtrot.
They send you a text telling you your order's ready and tell us if you're on your way.
Yeah.
And I saw that on the sign when I got there, because you could park in that pickup area. And I saw that. Did you receive a text or whatever? And I'm like, text? Nobody said anything about a text.
Oh, my God. She just wanted you out of the house.
Yeah.
And during the football game,
she didn't want to let him watch the football. That is controlling.
Yeah. Yeah. So I listened to it on the radio
nice.
As I'm waiting on these products to be rounded up. So when I go back in, well, when I went in the first time, when I found out that it wasn't ready yet, so I'm talking to the lady.
You could have actually gone and gotten it in 15 minutes.
I know.
Instead of waiting for an hour.
I know. I didn't want to break the rules, Jamie.
This is so dumb.
I didn't know. I've never picked one up over there. So I'm kind of lost at this point. But
it's rocket science.
But I kind of thought it is a reprieve for me, too, because I did get to listen to the game on the radio. And I like listening on radio to begin with. But here's what happened, though. I go in there, and this is when I first went in to find out that it wasn't ready. I got an earbud in because I'm listening to the ball game. Mm-hmm. Okay. The lady at the counter at customer service told me to take it out.
Oh.
She goes, sir, could you remove the earpiece for me? And it was an older lady. I said, why? She goes, I think it's just rude that you would have that in talking to me.
Well, maybe you were talking really loud.
Like you couldn't hear her over the game.
Yeah. What?
She didn't say
because
that.
You're not
but I thought that was weird.
Well, I'm going to agree with her because you can't do two things at once. And so I'm sure you were super annoying.
Whoa. Hang on a second. You know me.
Yeah.
She doesn't know me. She's meeting me for the first time. I thought she might have overstepped her boundaries by asking me to take my earpiece out.
No, you must have given her an indication that you can't do this.
Yeah, because there's got to be so many people. I see people walking around Home Depot with earbuds in all the time.
You know how he can't do,
Yeah.
And here's another thing, too. I ran into one of these ladies, the lady that was working customer service, who just doesn't want to be there.
Yeah.
You can tell because she said to me, she said, no, your order's probably not going to be ready for at least 30 minutes. We've been super busy. I don't know why this place doesn't hire more people. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, she started venting on me about her workplace.
Well, I think
I'm like, man, I don't got nothing to do with this. I can sit in the truck and listen to the ball game. I don't care what happens.
Maybe she was just like letting you know like that it wasn't her fault, you know?
Yeah, but it came across as she just wasn't very happy. I mean, she's already asked me to take the earpiece out. Then she starts venting about the workplace and how they can't seem to keep enough people there to gather up these orders that come in. I just thought it was like, okay, I'll just wait.
I mean, please don't take this wrong, but here it goes. I feel like your household is like Dumb and Dumber.
Why?
Because you literally didn't have to be there an hour. You could have walked in and grabbed everything in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Like, well, I didn't want to, like, supersede them doing their job. Somebody's getting paid to do that, so.
No, but, I mean, it just doesn't even make sense.
It was like, just, it was a waste of time.
Yeah, the whole thing doesn't even make sense.
I'll tell you, one of the reasons that went through my head, the reason I didn't go in and do it myself, I thought I'd screw it up, and I didn't want to be blamed for it.
Well, I mean,
I'm going to get the wrong items because she's got specific items, and I'm going to do something wrong.
I think she treats you like you're like 4 years old, and you treat yourself like you're four. Like, I can't do it. I don't know how. I don't know how to pull up to a parking spot and get the stuff.
I had no idea. I'd never done it before. Never been over to Home Depot.
Well,
to get it.
Just for the radio's sake, pretend like you know stuff. I mean, you always pretend like you do know stuff when you don't.
Well, my whole point.
Like, try to pretend like you know common sense stuff.
My whole point was, I thought it was kind of weird that she asked me to take out the earbud.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of weird. I you know, because this lady doesn't know me. She doesn't know. She didn't even know if it was on or not. You couldn't tell. And so I literally just walked up to her and just started the conversation. I'm here to pick up an order. Sir, can you take out the earbud, please? I find that rude. What?
Well, I mean,
what?
It didn't.
Is it rude though?
Kind of, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because that's my question. Because you see people all the time. I saw another kid at Target. He's walking around with an earbud in. No big deal. But you find that rude if I'm talking to you and I've got an earbud in?
You can hit. You can click it off. You know.
Yeah. And so yeah. You don't know if it's on.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm more worried about the whole thing about the hour thing. I don't care about the earbud.
And I feel like you're going, go, Bo, go! Go, Bo!
Oh, I'm sitting in the truck listening to the ball game. God. I didn't care. I could sit there for 2 hours. Until the game's over, anyway.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.